church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
It's kind of hard to compete against fried chicken, collard greens, big macaroni, or macaroni salad, cornbread, or muffins. It's kind of hard to compete against that.
Amen.
Amen. But we're going to give a word by the help of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't we need to hear a word?
Amen.
Come on, don't we need to hear a word?
Amen.
It's not about me or the pastor or whoever's up here speaking.
All right.
It's about God speaking to us.
Glory.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Giving honor to God this afternoon, to our pastor,
thank you, Lord,
to our first lady. I'm so glad to see her here.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Pressing her way.
Glory.
That's an example to us now.
Amen.
She's pressing her way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Giving honor to the elders, the ministers, the deacons. Giving honor to my lovely wife. She's around here somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. Giving honor to all the saints of God.
Glory.
I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If I was to sing a song this afternoon, and I'm not going to sing it because time is pressing, the song would be, oh, there's a great change in me.
Yes.
There's a great change in me. I am so happy.
Yes.
I am so happy. I am so happy. I am so free. Since Jesus, it wasn't Muhammad, it wasn't Buddha, it wasn't Hare Krishna, but since who? St. John's Gospel. We're going to read a few scriptures, and I'm not going to be able to get to all these scriptures because this message, you can preach it and teach it till Jesus comes. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Third chapter of St. John's Gospel, verse number 1. Let us read together. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, O Master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this afternoon, we've heard the singing, we've heard the testimonies, and you have anointed and inspired them. Lord God, we pray that you anoint my lips of clay, for I am nothing but a tool and an instrument in your hands, that you be glorified. Speak to our hearts this afternoon. Have thine own way. Let us hide the word of God in our hearts, that we sin not against thee. That some soul cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord God, help us to preach the word without fear and favor. Have thine own way. Let us all say in
Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Love that sister.
Glory.
She praise the Lord.
Yes.
I said she's not ashamed to praise the Lord.
Glory.
I'd like to take for a thought for a short period of time, because I'm not gonna hold you long. Like I said, I can't compete with fried chicken. I'd rather be eating it myself, smacking my lips. But I'd like to use for a thought this afternoon for a short period of time. What does it mean to be born again? Think about it. My subject this afternoon is, what does it mean to be born again? Amen?
Yes.
This saying has been misused and abused and misunderstood by many, even a preacher. I've heard preachers go to the third chapter of St. John's Gospel and misquote it and misuse it. And because we're so blessed to be in the apostolic way, the precious truth, I would get upset when I hear them misuse and misquote certain scriptures in this passage. This verse of scripture lays the foundation for salvation. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? It lays the foundation for salvation. When this was being quoted, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he hadn't even been to the cross yet. But he was giving him a little preview of what one has to do to be saved. Now, when we look at this chapter and these several verses, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. And the Bible said he came to Jesus by night. Isn't that right? Now, Jesus was God and wrapped and robed in the flesh. And Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Now, the majority of the Pharisees didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. The word disciple means believer. Nicodemus was a believer. He believed that Jesus was the Messiah. But for not being embarrassed and not having people find out who he was following, he came to Jesus by night, so they would not see him. He was what you could call a secret disciple. But later on, he revealed himself because he stepped out and helped him off the cross after he died. What does it mean to be born again?
Thank you, Jesus.
Here Jesus is talking to this man and picking it up in verse 3. Jesus, and this is the first time Jesus had the opportunity to talk to Nicodemus. Jesus didn't beat around the bush. He got right to the point. Verse number 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Do you see that? Verse number 4. Nicodemus said unto him, now listen to what he's going to say. Because he's looking at things from a natural point of view. Had no idea what Jesus was talking about. But Jesus was using the natural to relate to the spiritual. That's how he did many of his teachings. Verse number 4. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time unto his mother's womb and be born? Which is highly impossible. Verse number 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the what?
Water,
which is literally meaning water baptism, and of the Spirit, which literally means being filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as the Spirit gives utterance, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. In order to understand this born-again experience importance and the significance of it, we have to do like District Elder Patrick Miller and put it on rewind. We have to go all the way back to the book of origins, the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis. Amen? In order to understand the purpose of Calvary, you and I have to go back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 2. Chapter number 2 tells us in the book of Genesis that God was communicating with Adam. And he gave Adam only one command. He said, of all the trees of the garden, you may freely eat. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely, talk to me somebody, thou shalt surely, thou shalt surely, thou shalt surely die. Disobedience to God brought death. It brought physical death, and it brought spiritual death. Now keep in mind, God said, in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall surely die. So then one has to do to be saved. He's telling him in verse number 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. When Jesus died on Calvary and said it was finished, he died as a man, but he never died as God. You can't kill God. You can't get rid of God. You can't do away with God. But the flesh or the humanity died on the cross. The flesh and the humanity took on sin. But the Spirit of God left that earthly tabernacle. And because he left and rose on the third day, he made a way for you and I to be born again. Regeneration ties in with salvation. What does it mean to be regenerated? It means to become formed again, to become subject to spiritual regeneration, to change radically and for the better. Regeneration is talking about being formed again, being revived, being made anew. Hallelujah. That's why the world is in the trouble it's in now, because you got a lot of people running around that are unregenerated, walking around with a sinful nature. Keep in mind, cursing and swearing and lying and cheating and stealing and taking drugs and murdering and committing fornication and adultery and homosexuality and lesbianism, that does not make you a sinner. We're born in sin with a sinful nature. And because of that, we'll do those ungodly things. Amen. This is why Jesus went to Calvary. This is why he laid his life down. This is why he was whipped and beaten and spit on. To bring salvation for you and I. He looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. We didn't deserve salvation. We deserve judgment. But the cross at Calvary, the cross at Calvary, the price that he paid. That's why the songwriter says, at the cross, when I first saw the light. Hallelujah. And all those blood songs, the devil can't stand them blood songs. Because it's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood that covers your sin. Think about it. He came to save that which was lost. So what are you and I doing here? Born again. We have to get out there and win the loss at any cost. What does it mean to be born again? To be born again means I've come back into that right relationship with God. To be born again means I'm covered under the blood. To be born again means my sins have been forgiven. To be born again means my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Christ. And I'm on my way to heaven. We have an inheritance in God. I want you to think about those who are backslidden. Those who are lukewarm in the faith, we have to pray for them. We have to lift them up. Because salvation is the best thing. Jesus is the best thing. He is the best thing that ever happened to us. Now Solomon said, when a man findeth a right, he findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor with the Lord. But Jesus is the best thing. I want you to understand we're living in the last and evil days. And this thing about being born again, it is not a denomination. It is a way of life that we have entered into. And we must realize that we have been bought with a price, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not belong to Satan. We do not belong to ourselves. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is time the man and woman of God that he's called us to be. What does it mean to be born again? It means that I have a right relationship with God. It means I've been restored. Hallelujah. I can lay my head on a pillow at night, and like the songwriter says, I feel all right. No condemnation. No condemnation in my soul today. My soul today. My soul today. Jesus washed my sins away. My soul today, no condemnation in my soul today. I want you to understand this thing. We don't realize who we belong to. We don't realize the power that we have. We have more power than the power of the devil. Come on. Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I want you to know, and now listen to this, because you and I are so blessed. I say this and I don't take it for granted. Thank God for a mind. Philippians 2nd chapter, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He had a mind to humble himself. You and I are so blessed. We need to have a hunger for God. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O Lord. We need to be thirsty for God. We need to be hungry for God. Just like you're hungry for that chicken, you need to be hungry for Jesus like that. It's time to be for real. It's time to be sincere. When we stand before our Lord and Savior, we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make the Lord over many. Time is short. We're on the winning team. Do you realize what that means? We are on the winning team. We win. And throughout all eternity, because all this is temporal. Folks are on their way to hell over the temple. Throughout all eternity, we're going to see all the glory. And we'll never see all of his glory, because he never stops creating. Keep in mind, God is eternal. No beginning, no end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Paul said, the eye have not seen, nor have the ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him. He looks forward to you and I standing before him and him saying, well done. Calvary was a mess because sin is a mess. Amen? Calvary was bloody because sin is bloody. Calvary was gory because sin is gory. Calvary was ugly because sin is ugly. But on the third day, he rose. On the third day, death could not keep him back. He came out of that grave victorious. And like I heard a preacher say, he didn't need nobody to roll away the stone. The stone was rolled away so those could come in. Hallelujah. He was coming out regardless. Whether the stone was rolled away or not. But the stone was rolled away so they could go inside and see that the body was not there anymore. And by faith, we believe that. Do you realize that we're more blessed than the apostles? How do I know that? The word of God, Jesus said. He came to Thomas because Thomas wasn't there in the room when he appeared to them before. And he said, he went to Thomas, Thomas, look at my hands. Look at the wound in my side. He said, you believe because you see. You believe because you see. But more blessed, that's you and I. More blessed. And by faith, he's coming back the second time. That's my encouragement. He's dealing with me and I'm wrestling with that second coming. Because when we see our current events, when we see the news media and things getting worse and worse, it's time for you and I to look up. Because our redemption is drawing nigh. What does it mean to be born again? It means that I'm a child of God. It means I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It means that I'm in Christ Jesus to stay. It means I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. And God doesn't want, God doesn't need, and God won't have no coward soldiers. It's time for us to stand up and fight. Hallelujah. Like the old man said in the movie, the War Room. It's time to fight. It's time to get in your prayer closet and fight. And I'm going to tell you,
be, would be, but it won't be. It's time to stir up and use what God has given us. It's time to have a compassion for those who are lost and walking in spiritual darkness. We rub shoulders with the unsaved every day. Unsaved lovers, unsaved school members, unsaved co-workers. It's time to let our light so shine before men and women that they'll see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven.